angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
As we approach the end of 2018, our third full year in ministry here at Skywatch TV, we have exciting news on how you can become an essential part of the future of Skywatch TV. Welcome. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me on the panel today, our CEO and our COO, men behind the ministry here, Dr. Tom Horn and Joe Horn. Welcome.
Hi, Derek.
It's been an exciting 3 years. We've completed our third full year in ministry here, and as we kind of look back at where we started and where, you know, what doors appear to be opening for us in 2019, it's really remarkable when you think so much has happened in such a short period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were talking off camera before the program started, and it's amazing when we look back at how we started. We had a vision. Nita and I clearly knew that God was telling us to start a television program. I actually knew this for several years before we even committed to doing it. And, you know, God spoke once, yea, twice, and kept speaking and kept saying, and we finally got the hint and committed to this, not knowing where we were going to go, how we were going to, you know, build a studio, who are the hosts going to be. And I had, of course, recommended Derek and Sharon several times to other television ministries, recognizing their talent, and they were available, and we called them, and they came up. And but, you know, and then we built our first little studio.
Yes,
remember that?
I do.
And just a table.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, we first started, we had just these two chairs and a coffee table,
mm-hmm,
and some little bookshelves, and we jokingly called it the two guys in a library set.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Tom and my mom, you know, they had this vision for a long time before they actually put finances into seeing where God would take all of this and how quickly things could be built and how much the dream could become reality. For some of us, it took a little while longer. You know, back when he was talking about building a TV ministry, I was training dogs. I had a dog training business, and I was out in the field dealing with behavioral resolution, you know, dog-related problems in people's houses, and dealing with clients. And I remember at the time even cautioning my dad a little bit. You know, this is a huge endeavor. We've not done TV before. This is a huge, major step. Just make sure that you've, you know, crossed all of your T's and dotted all of your I's. And
yeah, and, well, and then any other part of it is because I know a lot of people in media.
But he was certain that the God was telling him, you need to just do this in faith. He was absolutely without wavering. Even when I was, are you sure now? You know, he just absolutely didn't waver, and he held that this was something God wanted him to do. And so, yeah, we built this little studio, two chairs and a little coffee table where one person could interview one guest.
Yeah.
And he saw the first show, the first program that we ever produced, and he said, it's too small.
Yeah.
I want a bigger panel. I want more guests.
Yeah, actually, Nita and I, you know, it's the debut, right? So we're all sitting there in front of the big screen at home, and yay!
Right.
And the minute we saw it, we looked at each other and went,
That's not it.
It's never going to work. And of course, now we struggle where we can have four people sitting here, and it's certainly not enough. So we saw that right away. The set was never going to work. And so
it's the kind of stuff that you learn, though, when you actually start applying the dream and working out the realities.
Well,
of
it's
what
also
it is.
Cost, because Nita and I, you know, we have. It was like running it like a mom and pop shop, right? Everything started out as just a hobby, our little publishing house, all growing faster than we can keep up with, which is cool. It's a great blessing.
It's really humbling.
A great problem to have, right? But when you start talking about building a studio, the kind of buildings that are required for warehousing and the right. and the set pieces and the cameras and the lights and all of it. And I'm talking to the mm-hmm. people at Sid Roth, who I know. I'm talking to the people over at Jim Baker that I know. And they're talking, you know, just to get started, we're talking $500,000 to $1 million.
Right.
dollars.
Right.
And this can easily run into millions of dollars.
Right. Yeah. Easy.
And Nita and I are trying to do all this just out of our retirement, which was kind of quickly running out.
Right.
You buy some land, you buy some buildings, and well, we're out of money. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
So we had to try to figure out, okay, how can we do this so that it is presentable? Because, you know, you always try to do the best you can for the Lord, right?
Right.
The first studio was not going to get it, so it's how can we take and improve the studio? So,
And I remember the day that the news desk arrived.
Right.
And then we thought, you know, we didn't really think about how we were going to get this in through
right.
the studio door right, being right. 38 inches wide, right?
Because this is so, yeah, considerably wider than that.
We right. had to yeah. we had to cut a hole in the dining room wall,
right.
which is right next door, which has created some other audio crossover issues with our studio.
Right.
But anyway, we had to cut a hole, wheel this in, and then assemble the top. And put it together after the fact, and then put it in place. So,
and we were having lots of lighting issues again.
Lots of lighting
people,
issues.
You know, the average person would, you know, be terrified to think how much these lights cost, right?
Right.
And then Joe, all by himself, not having the experience, he's in here for 2 or 3 weeks trying to figure out the lighting conundrums. You'd get
right.
it right one way, but then it throws shadows the other way. And
right.
finally,
doing a lot of research online and just talking to the people that I knew in filmmaking
right.
and stuff. So we just did not have a pool of 50 able-bodied top shelf pros to come in and do it for us. Is
right. The thing that's really I found remarkable, and I know that Josh would feel the same way, is that we've had to learn a lot of different hats, video editing, video skills that we didn't have when we came in here, and I think people would be surprised to see at how cost effectively things get done. Yes, these LED lights, which are truly a blessing, because the old incandescent lights, we'd be sweating like
right,
crazy right,
right.
now if we had those kind of lights here. But the fact that there's a lot of consumer grade equipment that has gone into what's being done here,
mm-hmm.
that this building was repurposed and
right,
was
right.
And is now doing double duty, not just as the Skywatch TV studio, but also as the Defender Publishing offices, Skywatch TV store, and the warehouse space, which means when the forklift comes in with a delivery, we can't record. We
right.
can't record during the lunch break because the office folks need to have their lunch
right,
break
right, right.
because it's in the next room over. So there are a lot of things that are being done here for a lot less than you would see in a network television broadcast.
Right.
Well, and it's also because, and we're hoping that sometime in 2019 we're going to turn the curve on this, but until now, it's purchasing built. I mean, we're using cash flow to try to run these operations, and there's certain limits on that, right? So it's along the way, God blessing us with us being able to buy this building for much less than what it's worth. Another building we're going
right.
to tell people about it here in a few moments, having to do with the new studio that mm-hmm. is coming in 2019. But we certainly have staff needs. And
do.
You say wear many hats. Every one of us do. Every one of us are doing triple duty because we haven't yet had the money that we can commit to personnel because we've been buying buildings and building
right.
buildings and just trying to keep up with the demand. Well, again, this is a really great problem.
Amen.
In that we've actually had to hold the brakes back on growth. People, I'd love to be able to share with you the opportunities to expand into other major networks, which we want to do because that means our reach is expanded in being able to take the gospel around the world and to be able to interview these fabulous authors that God has given us favor with, experts, right?
And then there are just some obvious logistical problems, like when you're talking about, well, if the Lord has blessed your ministry so much and you're doing so well and you have so many viewers and followers and exploding with growth, you know, why not be content to keep it where it's at now if it's balanced and all of that? But to your point, there are some abilities to reach so much further that right now, infrastructurally, in terms of the number of offices that I would have available, I have essentially repurposed every building that I can
mm-hmm.
into office space. So some of the outlets, I wouldn't even have the staff to facilitate managing those outlets. You know, I won't name the specific networks because we're not ready to talk about specific
right.
networks, but we have the infrastructure in place where people are saying when your videos are ready, we're ready to take them and run with them. But we're holding back because right now, if we did that, and then let's just say in a month's time, you know, the number of people calling the warehouse, they'd be flooded with calls that we don't have enough operators to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Books and DVDs would arrive, and we might not have enough people to fulfill those orders and put them into boxes. So there's logistical things that have to do with the simple need to have more space to put more staff so that we can actually sustain the infrastructure side of what it would mean to actually grow and to reach these larger audiences.
And most people out here that are running companies of any size understand that, right? They understand the needs to be able to have office space and to be able to have, you know, personnel and assistants and all the little menial tasks and jobs that all of us are actually doing every day keep us from being able to reach, you know, out and communicate to a larger audience.
And one of the things that we do that I think is worth pointing out, and you know, not to pat ourselves on the back here, but I think that we have a different approach. Some of the topics that we cover are not covered by other ministries. That's not to say that they're not doing their job. It's just we all have a certain role to fit within the kingdom. And for whatever reason, God has led us to approach topics that are not covered often in church or in other ministries. So if you want to hear about the spirit realm, if you want to hear about the occult origins of the UFO phenomenon, or if you want to hear about the spiritual forces behind the geopolitics of the day with experts like Carl Gallups or Colonel Bob McGinnis, we have a unique voice in that regard. The feature film, the documentary, Belly of the Beast. I mean, I guarantee that's not something you're going to see on 99% of Christian television.
No, absolutely not.
So Skywatch TV has a unique voice out there, and I think that trying to extend that reach is an important thing.
Well, and we hear it all the time. People, you know, they'll contact us, do you know where I can go to a church that also talks about the kind of stuff you guys are talking about? Or thank you so much because you've helped my son who was losing his way, but then after watching Skywatch TV, because we're dealing with critical issues, right, that the millennials and other people have questions about, that, you know, some of the older discussions around, you know, Middle East prophecy or whatever may not be reaching that audience, may not be appealing to them. And we do, we hear that all the time. So
there's a very exciting a part of this that makes for a pretty interesting announcement, though.
Yes.
And this is where I think, you know, viewers at home are really going to get the opportunity to see what we do up close, firsthand, for the first time. Because what we're dealing with here with the limitations of the current facility, there is no reality in the world where we would have seating or the opportunity to come and do a live viewing. And that's something you'd be surprised. We get a lot of emails.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Is there possible that we could come and see a live taping, or is there a place for us to sit? And right now the answer is, for security reasons and other things and size limitations and so forth, the answer is no.
Yeah, dodging forklifts.
Dodging forklifts, right. Insurance issues, you know, we're not zoned for it. The new building, and I want to show you some B-roll right now. This is Tom and I walking around in the new building. We already own it. Much of the framing is finished, but we still have a long ways to go in terms of drywall, electrical, cameras, lighting.
Well, let me jump in and say, for people, you just said the new building. A lot of people out there are going to say, what new building? What are you talking about?
Okay, right.
You know, we over the last year especially, we have faced this issue. We have to build a new studio. We've tried to figure out how could we soundproof a part of this building, but the problem with that is we have already outgrown this building anyway.
Right.
Then out of the blue, I won't go into the whole long story, but a real estate developer called me and literally almost gave us the perfect building for a brand new studio that'll be much larger than this one, that'll have space for a live audience. We'll be able, on the new studio podium, I mean, we'll be able to have, you know, 8 or 10 people up there at a time if we wanted to, including live music, spaces for green rooms, spaces for offices, for all the media department. And he literally gave me the building for a nickel on the dollar.
Just the
insurance company appraisal on it is 20 times what we paid for it.
Wow.
So we have the building, and now it's the matter of, you know, trying to finance the construction of the new studio, which we're hoping and believing that we'll be able to get people that are watching this program, others of our friends that will join us, that will partner with us, and we'll tell you how you can do that in a moment, and then the ways, of course, in which we would recognize those contributions for the construction of this new studio. So,
and the new studio, to my point, and this was the this was part of the big announcement, will finally allow us to be in a position. As you're seeing B-roll now of the new stage inside the new building, you can see there is plenty of room for a live studio audience.
Yeah.
And that to me is very exciting, and I'm sure the viewers at home are going to take full advantage of that. You'll be able to put periodic times of the year on your calendar to be able to fly out to Missouri when we're doing live tapings and actually sit there live
and be part of the audience.
Yeah, be part of the audience.
Yeah. Right. And I can tell you, just as a host and having done a number of programs in front of live audiences, there's a certain energy involved.
There is.
With a studio audience.
It changes
where you can
things.
Play to the studio audience, the reaction from the studio audience when somebody makes a point. We see this when we go down to Morningside and at the Jim Baker Show. So, yeah, there's something really exciting about that prospect. You know, not that we're playing to, you know, a crowd just for our own ego's sake, but the interaction and the sense of family that you develop as well with having a studio audience there is really special.
It is, and it's a way for the people that already care about Skywatch Television, they already believe in what we're doing through Defender Publishing, they're a part of our family. It's a way that somehow in their calendar they could also come and visit Skywatch Television, be part of that live audience, you know, have a meet and greet with the staff that are there. So it's a very cool thing. We're very excited about it, and we've already started the construction. So the framing is there, part of the infrastructure is there, electrical, plumbing, that kind of thing. We need to raise another $175,000 approximately to finish out the inside of that building. That would be the studio primarily, and then some remodeling inside where the office complex already is. We're going to just keep moving forward. We're taking every dime that we can generate out of the current operations to pour into getting that finished. But if we're only doing it out of cash flow, it's going to take way too long, too many years to get it done. We'd love to have people who would partner with us. Now, there's a couple of ways that you could do this.
Right.
Obviously, be praying for us. We know that there are people that watch our program on a regular basis that could literally just write the check and pay for it. If that happens, that would be wonderful. That'd be an answer to prayer. But we also would just ask that if you could make a one-time, think of it as a Christmas gift maybe, to Skywatch Television, a one-time gift of $250. For every person that does that, we are going to include your name on the wall of honor inside the studio, where it will be there permanently, where people will be able to see that you participated in helping us make that happen. Also, we are going to include your registration to the brand new, old but brand new again, Skywatch Television Conference. We are taking our conference back to the Radisson in Branson, Missouri. It will sell out. There's going to be limited seating there. But for every person that makes a $250 donation to help us build the studio, we are going to pay your registration to that event. You'd only have to get your hotel room. We'll also recognize you during the conference in a special honor. For every person that could donate $500 or more, we're going to do everything that I just said, and then we're also going to have a special banquet during the conference in which you will be honored, and you'll see a film there that shows the construction process, which we might even play in the main auditorium too. But would you pray about that? Help us make the dream of this new studio happen so that going into 2019, we can expand our ministry reach to people around the world.
This is really exciting. The conference, we've got the location, the dates, August of 2019?
Yes, so the August 2 through 5 of 2019, and we're going back to where we actually started this, because you remember in 2011, right, we started the Future Congress in Branson at the Radisson. It sold out. It sold out the next year. Meanwhile, Nita and I, our home burned it down. So we handed that off to some other people and said, you can have the conference and we'll help you with advertising it or whatever, but I got to think about building a house for my lovely wife, right? And so we helped Prophecy in the News. We helped Prophecy Watchers get their conferences going. Meanwhile, though, there has been things that we've wanted to do, very specific to SkyWatch Television, that's different than the way that a lot of other conferences operate. And we're not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, but not believe yet. Me, when we start talking about this conference, you're going to want to be there. And that'll be just in probably the next 2 to 3 weeks. We'll broadcast a program, start talking about the speakers. There's going to be 18 to 20 speakers there, and we'll tell you who those people are. And then some other just very cool, original stuff that you're going to want to be part of.
So this is really exciting. So for a $250 donation, you not only get registered for the conference, you will be forever on the wall of honor inside the new studio at the SkyWatch TV studios, the new building. Again, the new old building. It's new to us, but it's been around for a while. And as Tom said, we got it literally for nickel on the dollar, which, again, is God just opening the door to make the most use of the resources that he's provided for us. For a $500 donation, not only registered for the conference on the Wall of Honor, but then a participant. You'll be there at the special banquet for the early supporters for the new studio at SkyWatch TV. And this is really an exciting thing to be a part of. Again, having seen the original studio, the two chairs and the coffee table, mm-hmm. and the furniture from the home center in Springfield. again, putting it together with as frugally as possible in order to make this happen and to get the word out about important topics mm-hmm. that are often not covered in churches, but as I think one of the key examples here is the recent book, Tom, that you published by Josh Peck and Stephen Bankars about the second coming of the New Age movement.
Right.
It's luring people in. It's a topic that Christian churches need to be addressing, and yet it's not getting enough play in our churches or in many Christian media outreach.
Well, this again is why I use the term critical issues, because all these recent stats and polling, Pew Research studies, showing that the fastest growing religions in the United States are not only not Christian, they're occultic.
Yes.
And then that influence is reaching inside the sacred halls of Christianity, where many churches today really, I'm not going to name names, but their doctrine and the stuff they practice and how they've diminished their idea of the divinity of Christ mm-hmm. and just so many things like that. For those organizations, I'm actually glad to see that their numbers are going down, right? But on the other hand, to know that 61% of all professing evangelicals in the United States today, 61% of them, and probably more, mm-hmm. hold actually New Age views.
Yeah.
And so we did all the programs on that. But that's what we are committed to doing. We deal with the critical stuff, and sometimes it takes bravery. I mean, to be able the programs that we've been broadcasting and the documentary we just produced on Belly of the Beast.
Yes.
Not only would many ministries not touch them, many of them would be afraid to touch that. They'd feel like they might lose some of their audience or even something worse, right? But this is what we do. So we take this stuff on head on. We deal with stuff that we think is very important to the church. And besides the church, even important to our nation. People need to know what is happening in this great country in God We Trust, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. We're different than anybody else. And we've received a ton of positive feedback for doing the kind of programming that we do. And we got a lot of prayer warriors around us that are constantly reminding us, that are praying for us. They believe in what we're doing. They believe in everything that we have to say. By the way, in the new studio, the lineup is going to get bigger too, right?
That's right.
So there'll be more of us that'll be able to sit there to weigh in on other kinds of critical issues. Without giving it away, one of the things at our upcoming Branson conference, all of Sunday, is going to be a Back to Eden seminar, where kind of a takeoff on the Time Bomb book. So again, though, critical issues, but more than just saying, hey, you shouldn't be eating GMOs. After your book came out, look at all the feedback we got. This is great. I'm glad to know this, but how do I get clean food? Where do I buy it? What are the kind of supplements, right, that a person should be taking? So Everything Critical Issues. That's what we are. We should change our name from Skywatch TV to Critical Issues TV, right?
It's difficult to be effective in ministry if you're not feeling well. And again, the issues that we're addressing are ones that are compelling, that are leading a lot of people down paths of a deception. And so it is an honor and an excitement. It's exciting to be a part of this every single day. I mean, to be able to get up and say, hey, I get to go to work today is really a remarkable thing. And we are excited to partner with you in this. And we pray that you will find it important enough to invest in for the future. Because as Tom said, 61% of American evangelicals hold New Age beliefs. Josh Peck and I found during the research for our book about the UFO phenomenon that American adults are 4 times more likely to believe that the Earth is being visited by extraterrestrials. And again, that's a blief that comes from the New Age teachings of Blavatsky, sure, and Crowley and so on.
Right.
Than to believe in the God of the Bible. And so at the same time we're addressing these cutting-edge topics, we're also addressing it from very biblical, conservative, orthodox Christianity.
Well, and we're not just recognizing what's wrong with the world. We also are making disciples. We're pointing people in the right direction. We want to be part of the answer.
Right.
That's why we also publish books like Final Fire and like that is, could we be on the cusp of another great awakening?
Mm-hmm.
Skywatch Television wants to be a part of that, right? I grew up a hippie during the Jesus People movement, and I saw how providential that was, right?
Yeah.
And I see that, it's easy to be critical of millennials and to say they're leaving the church. Well, why are they leaving the church? Why are they not interested in the church? When they're surveyed on that, it's because we don't want to go to church and see a big concert. We want good, solid Bible teaching. So they're hungry.
They want answers.
For something actually much deeper, right? And we want to be part of what provides that.
Yeah.
The Z generation, they're saying they're even more conservative than my generation was. So what is it? The fields are white to harvest.
Right.
We're living at a moment in time where we can be part of the answer and not the problem, right?
Right.
So that's what we're going to keep doing. We've got our shoulder to the plow. We're going to keep pushing, and we want to be part of what God's doing and what's coming.
Amen. And that's why we can smile and laugh while we're talking about some of these topics here, because there is a joy in being a part of this. Yes, we know the enemy has... We're essentially behind enemy lines temporarily, but... spoilers, if you've read the end of the book, you know that God wins, and being on the right side of history is a good feeling. With Tom Horn and Joe Horn, I'm Derek Gilbert. We thank you for watching as we keep watch, and we look forward to watching in 2019 as well. This is Skywatch TV.